Well, it'll be a hot and humid day today on this Friday, building heat and humidity through the week, as we mentioned. Enjoy the taste of fall that we had earlier in the week while you could. Yesterday wasn't too bad, but we did manage those few isolated showers as expected in the afternoon as the humidity started to increase. And you certainly can feel that humidity this morning. A partly sunny Friday to start turns into at least a few midday showers and then scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Some of these storms may get fairly strong, especially closer to the Florida-Georgia border. May see some gusty winds. Any of the storms will be capable of producing brief heavy downpours, and they'll be moving generally in a northeasterly direction at about 15 to 20 miles per hour. So expect a few showers and storms to have to dodge this afternoon, which, by the way, today is 3 months to Christmas. That means our high temperature, our average high temperature today, 86, is down to 65 in just 3 months. That's not bad. You only have 3 months to shop, folks. And the big question is, does Garrett Biedenbaugh already have his Christmas tree up? It's entirely possible, by the way, but we don't think so. But we'll check in on that a little later. All right, as far as your weekend goes, it will be hot and humid. Partly sunny skies tomorrow, just an isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm with that high humidity, but coverage will be less than 10% of the area. It doesn't look like much. And temperatures around 90 and feel like temperatures about 94 to 98. So it's good old summertime this weekend. Now, Sunday will also be hot and reach near 90 degrees, but there'll be a higher threat for some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Of the 2 days, Sunday looks to be the potentially wettest and stormiest day. Both are going to be hot. And then on Monday and Tuesday, very little change, really, overall. We'll continue to be partly sunny, hot, and humid, and there'll be some scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms each day with those temperatures approaching the 90-degree mark. Still looking at a stronger cold front for the middle of next week. It looks to be during the day Wednesday into Wednesday night, and then we'll bring in some cooler air again for the latter part of next week, which takes us right into the beginning of October already, believe it or not. For the beaches this weekend, look for partly sunny skies. The seasons surf continue to gradually come down after the big nor'easter of a few days ago. In fact, we still have higher than average high tides along the St. John's River at times, though those are coming down as well. It's really a pretty nice late September beach weekend. I mean, this is my wife and I, we really like this time of year at the beaches because there are fewer people generally. The water is still warm. The weather is still warm and nice generally, but it's not as hot, not as blazing with the sun, and that will be the kind of thing that we have this weekend with a moderate rip current risk still, so use some extra care, of course. Never swimming or surfing alone and as close to a lifeguard as you can, although there are far fewer lifeguards this time of year. Overall, the weekend weather is going to be dominated by the heat, the humidity, and then especially Sunday afternoon, the scattered showers and storms. Have a great and safe weekend. We will also be able to enjoy a weekend free of any tropical problems as well, any tropical disturbances. Don't see anything happening during about the next at least 5 to 7 days. Again, still looking at that first 10 to 12 days of October for some action, quote unquote. We'll see how that evolves and develops. Thoy weather all the time. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for the one and only 104.5 WOKV.